You're listening to the Productive Catholic Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping Christian husbands and fathers build independent income for their families using proven entrepreneurial strategies. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes, no depending on an employer for your family's security, and no praying that God lets you win the lottery. Just real, actionable, and proven strategies you can use right now to provide more for your family and grow in holiness. Now, here are your hosts, Devin Rose and Dean Soto.
Everybody, welcome to the Productive Catholic Podcast. This is Dean Soto, and I am hoping that you're having a fantastic week. This week has been long, hard, and arduous. We have, over on my side of things, we're building out a brand new business, actually a couple of new businesses. One is a women's apparel business, and another is a software as a service that for something that we sell on Amazon. So we shall see how that goes. But other than that, everything is going fantastically. So I wanted to start off with a shout out this week. We're going to do a quick shout out. We're going to talk about a really cool topic, the topic of drop shipping and whether I like it or not and why we're going to talk about drop shipping. And then talk a little logistics when it comes to the Productive Catholic Podcast, something that I think you would be very, very interested in and will actually enjoy even more than what we are doing right now. So that being said, let's get into it. So first off, big shout out to Patrick. Patrick left not a voicemail feedback, but an email feedback. And essentially, it went a little something like this. He is a father of seven, which is awesome. That's so cool. Congratulations. That is fantastic. Hope God blesses your family throughout this journey that you're taking right now. And he is looking to start some kind of side business. Now, he has a lot of technical knowledge. He has a lot of IT and programming knowledge, but he has no business knowledge, no entrepreneurship knowledge. And one thing that he was thinking of doing was starting a dropship business. Now, how is this a shout out? Well, the reason why this is a shout out, and we're actually going to talk about dropshipping after this, but the reason why this is a shout out is, how cool is that someone, not only are they super smart, they were humble enough to say, hey, you know, I really don't know how to even start a business. I don't know kind of the first thing around it, first thing about it. And so to be able to say something like that, to be able to just start the journey fresh and to start something that it sounds like is not even necessarily in line with what he does, especially dropshipping, because dropshipping, you can make it technical, but in fact, it can be very, very easy at the same time, and you can have no technical expertise and still do pretty well with it. You know, the fact that he is able to recognize his strengths, recognize his weaknesses, and be able to ask for help in a particular area, which happens to be business, through this email, it really shows a lot of character. So I really wanted to give a shout out to Patrick for one, shooting me that email, and then two, for just being so awesome to be able to do that. That's pretty awesome. That being said, let's get into the topic of the day. Dropshipping. What is dropshipping? Why would you want to do dropshipping? Why would you not want to do dropshipping? So when I read Patrick's email, and when he talked about, he basically said that he has a supplier ready to go and is able to do some dropshipping, and maybe he can white label, what we call white label. When we say white label or private label, it means he can essentially take someone else's product, slap his own label on it, his own brand, and then from there, go ahead and sell it whether it's on a website or on Amazon or eBay and so on and so forth. Why would you want to do dropshipping? What is dropshipping? So dropshipping essentially is this. When you have a traditional physical product business, when you are selling a physical product, whether offline or online, you have a couple of constraints. One, you have to buy the product, right? So say you are selling widget A, you're selling a bunch of these widgets, and each of these widgets, in order to get them into your inventory, you have to pay a dollar per widget. Now, if you have 1,000 widgets that you're going to go and sell, you have to spend $1,000 to get those widgets, right? So you go and pay $1,000, and maybe you're going to sell them for $5, so you have a 500% markup or something like that. You pay $1,000, and then you sell it, and you after your $1,000, you make an extra. You get back $5,000. Really cool model, but the problem is this. One, you have to put money up front, right? So if you don't have $1,000, or if you don't have $10,000, or if you don't have $500, it's going to be pretty hard to get started. And that is one of the things that drop shipping allows you to kind of eliminate. So what happens with drop shipping is you are kind of the middleman. You're kind of the broker, okay? So someone goes to your website, or someone orders off of a catalog, or someone orders off of eBay from you. They think that they are buying it from you. They think that you are the supplier. But essentially what's happening is you're getting an email, and you are then sending that email as a fulfillment request to the actual supplier. So you are taking the money, you're going and paying the supplier for your widget then. So you have the money. You don't have to actually put your money up front into it. Someone else is buying it, so you have the money already, and then you just go and buy widget A for a dollar and say, hey, I want you to send it to this person's address. So the person who bought it paid you $5. You give $1 to the supplier and say, send it to this person's address. So you're able to profit without having to put your money up front. Pretty awesome, huh? That's pretty cool. Now, the other constraint it satisfies is you don't have to hold inventory. So you might, so rather than having to purchase 1,000 of widget A and keep them in a garage, or buy an office or whatever, because that costs money, right? Your space costs money. Yes, you might have 1,000 of them in your garage, but then you can't do anything else with that garage, right? So you can't park your car, you can't do it. There's always a give and take when it comes to that. And so what dropshipping allows you to do is not have any inventory whatsoever, which is huge. That is so awesome to not have to worry about your inventory. You don't have to worry about the operations involved in the inventory, about the tracking. So for example, you might have widget A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all these different widgets, and you might have 50 of A, 75 of B, 2 of whatever, and you have to do all this inventory management control. Because what happens if someone orders and you don't have the widget, right? Or what if you order too much of widget A because nobody's buying it? Because you think people are going to buy it, but actually really nobody's buying it. So you have all this inventory control and systems and stuff that you have to manage. Not with dropshipping. Somebody else is handling all that. And so that is another reason why dropshipping can be pretty awesome. And then lastly, the thing about dropshipping is that you can get started right away. You can literally go onto eBay or Amazon, post your product, boom, you can sell right away. without having any inventory, without really having to do anything, without having to set up a website and spend 6 months trying to drive traffic to it, hoping that it's working. You can just boom, right away, make it happen. Pretty cool, huh? So we should all start going out and drop shipping, right? We should all just, why don't we just do that? It sounds like heaven on earth, right? Sounds like this was God's gift to business models. It sounds like this is the be all end all of business. There's no worries. You can go and sip Mai Tais on the beach and enjoy your life just sending emails back and forth, having all these products fulfilled, right? That's how easy it is. That is what I painted for you is the ideal. What I painted for you is really what it is. But is it hard to get to that point? Yeah, it's pretty hard to get to that point. And there's a couple of reasons why. And so let me kind of go through some of the reasons why there are limitations to this business model and a lot of risks that you need to keep in mind. And while it sounds like it's a great business model, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying not to do it, and I'm not saying to do it. I'm saying that it has to fit your personality. It has to fit who you are. So in Patrick's case, I actually asked him a couple of questions because his original thing was I really enjoy the thought of drop shipping, but I also have all of these other skills. I'm not sure what to do. And so I wrote back to him, just asking a couple of questions and what his dream business, if God could just drop a business in his lap right now, what would his dream business be like? What, walk me through what your day to day would be like. And it actually ended up being the drop shipping type of thing where he would be able to do more of a drop shipping business model. And so that fits Patrick. That is cool. It doesn't fit me, and I'll explain why it doesn't fit me, but that does not mean not to do it. Everything in business, there is no right and wrong way. I mean, there's so many variables when it comes to business, and that's why I love it so much. And that's why it's a great way to make you a saint, because there's no formula to it. It's a lot. It's almost like getting married or being in love. There is, you know, you've been married to a person for 10 years and you're still getting to know them. Well, for me, I've been in business for 6 years as a Catholic, and I'm still learning. I'm still trying to understand how to do certain things. And there are some, and Devin will tell you, there are some certain things that work on the secular business stuff that I do that doesn't work with the Catholic business stuff. There are some things that I can sell for literally, I'm not joking, for like $4,000 on my other business stuff. And the same thing will sell, there's just no way it's not going to even work on if I do the Catholic side of things. Does that mean that those are horrible business models to do? No, one works with one model and one situation. The other works with another situation. And so it's just this constant learning, constant growing, constant understanding yourself, understanding your neighbor, understanding objective reality in general. And that's why I love business. That's why I love business. All right. So what are some of the pitfalls then? What are some of the pitfalls of dropshipping? All right, so this isn't necessarily a pitfall of dropshipping. This is more of a pitfall of mindset, kind of shifting. Now, one of the things that Patrick had mentioned in his email was I don't know how to create a website. I don't know how to I don't know how necessarily not to create a website, but to actually drive traffic. That's kind of what he was getting at, to a website and so on. That is pitfall, definitely pitfall number one. I don't know if you've read The Silent Sales Machine. It is an amazing book. It is the easiest way to learn how to run a business at all. If you go to productivecatholic.com/silent sales, productivecatholic.com/silent sales, my gosh, if you don't have that book, it's super, super cheap. I think it's like $5 or something like that. But that has affected me. It's affected my cousin who has a multi-million dollar business. It's affected so many people. And it's one of the premises in the book is that you need to leverage other people's platforms. You need to leverage other people. So that might be partnering. That might be using a different another platform. So, for example, is it wiser to spend 6 months, 6 months to a year developing a website and hoping that you can generate enough traffic to start making sales off of that website? Or is it better to go and put your product on an already existing platform with millions and millions of customers who are looking to buy stuff? Which do you think is a wiser option? So spending 6 months to a year trying to drive traffic to a website that nobody knows about, or putting your product that you have on a platform that already has millions and millions and millions and millions of customers and people who want to buy things. Of course, it's the latter option, right? It's the using someone else's platform. So we always kind of think, well, I'm just going to build this website. I'm going to build the next drop shipping shop or whatever, and people are going to love it and so on and so forth. So they're going to find it. It is so hard to build an e-commerce business and to try to build it from scratch. Is crazy. It is crazy, honestly. When you have Amazon and you have eBay and you have Etsy, you have all these different places that you could literally put your product on there, maybe run a little bit of sponsored ads to see if people are actually going to buy what you have. In less than a week, you can tell whether or not this product is going to do well or not. That's crazy, as opposed to spending months and 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 then getting a good amount of traffic and realizing that nobody wants what you have to sell. That would be a hard, hard, hard lesson to learn, right? Well, cool thing is you don't have to learn that lesson. So that's one of the things in Silent Sales Machine. There's tons of other things. If you go to productivecatholic.com/silent sales, I love that book. I tell everybody about that book. There is no real other book that you need to read, at least right now if you're a beginner, there's no other book to read. productivecatholic.com/silent sales. And it is worth every penny. It only costs $5. But that's pitfall number one. Pitfall number two, and a lot of people don't think about this, is that you have no control over the product. All right. Yes, it might be white labeled. Yes, you might be best friends with the supplier. That's great. But you ultimately have no control over the product. So when you have an Amazon, and this is nothing to fear, this is just something to be aware of. Okay. So when Amazon, they are insane when it comes to customer service and customer support. If you were to say, send your invoice or whatever to your supplier after someone bought and your supplier fails to ship, guess who's in trouble? Is your supplier the one that's in trouble? No, you are the one that's in trouble. You are the one at risk of losing your Amazon account and never being able to sell on Amazon again. Now, like I said, is that a reason not to even try? No, that's stupid fear. That is complete fear. It's just something to be aware of. It's something to really truly be aware of, because it can happen. As much as you trust your supplier, they get things wrong, okay? So you just need to have kind of systems in place, emails in place, things like that, that will kind of alleviate the pain that can be involved in that. So you do not have control over the product. You don't have control over the quality of the product. So your person is getting their items shipped from somewhere else, right? They're getting them shipped, manufactured, and all that other stuff. They are hopefully doing quality control, but we don't know that, right? We don't know that. And so you really have to be aware that you have no control whatsoever of the supply chain, okay? The next thing, number three, and I'm going to leave you with number three because I don't want to scare you too much. Maybe I should have put the fears first because most people get scared of this type of stuff. Anyway, number three, and we'll leave you at this, is that sometimes you do not have exclusivity. So if you are drop shipping widget A, and it's not your branded product, if it's just a product that this particular supplier has and they're just not on eBay or Amazon or they're not on a website or whatever, what's the barrier to entry for other competitors to come in? What's the barrier to entry for other competitors to come in? There's no barrier to entry, right? So you, Patrick, can go and get widget A from your supplier and say it's not branded as your product. It's not branded as your product at all. You get widget A, and then I go and see that same supplier and I say, hey, I'd like to sell the widget A too. I can make sales online with that. Sure. Supplier says, yeah, sounds great. I want more sales. That's fantastic. I take widget A, pop it up the same place you have, and we're done. There's no other barrier to entry there, right? The only way to defend against that, the only ways to guard against that are to, one, sign an exclusivity agreement with that particular supplier. Basically say, I will sell a certain amount per month for you, but I want to be your exclusive seller on Amazon or online or on eBay or on Etsy or whatever. Okay. The other way to do it is to actually make it your own product. Not all suppliers will let you do this, but rather than it being widget A, it could be Patrick's widget A. Okay. Because the cool thing with that is now you own the rights to it. Even though it's the same exact product, you own the rights to that particular brand. And if a customer or a competitor was to come in, then you can go to that competitor and say, hey, I didn't authorize you to do that. Please cease and desist. The barrier to entry on that product is very high. Okay. So you are able to push your competition out pretty easily, right? The goal in that is to make sure that you control as much as you can control by branding, by keeping your competitors out and things like that. And trust me, if you've ever sold on eBay or if you've ever sold on Amazon or if you just sold anything in general, when you have competitors come in, when you have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 competitors come in, what happens to the price of that product? You might have been selling it for $29.99. But as soon as competitors start coming in, what happens? Supply and demand, right? Drops down to $5 because everyone needs to get rid of their inventory. Drops down to $5 and you just lost a ton of money. So you have to be aware of those pitfalls. But like I said, let's go back and just recap on the positives. The positives are, one, you can start immediately. And I suggest, if, like I said, if you haven't read The Silent Sales Machine, if you go to productivecatholic.com/silent sales, if you have not read The Silent Sales Machine, you have to, because I highly, 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 highly recommend not wasting your time up front building a website to do your drop shipping. Get on eBay or Amazon. Make it your own branded product. Do some sponsored ads if you need to, but put your put your product on one of those markets, that is a great determiner of whether the thing's going to sell. And then once you start building a customer base, once you start selling that stuff, yeah, start creating a website and try and attract people to that particular website. So number one, you can get started quickly, literally overnight, literally within the next hour, you can get started drop shipping. The next thing is that you can not only get started drop shipping that quickly, you don't have to spend any money up front, right? No inventory. You don't have to buy any inventory. And the cool thing is that you do not have to manage that inventory. You don't have to build systems around that inventory. You're not shipping anything. All you're doing is really monitoring the situation with everything. And that's it. How cool is that? That's so awesome, right? I love it. I think it's a great way to make money. Is it a way that I would want to do it? No. For me, it's very risky. For me, it's too risky. I prefer other ways of doing it. Does that mean that it's not perfect for you or perfect for Patrick or whatever? No. It could be exactly what you're looking for. But as long as you have the risk versus the reward in mind, you can really do some awesome stuff with dropshipping, okay? In fact, I got my podcaster equipment from Cliff Ravenscraft, who drop shipped this entire equipment package. So it works. It definitely works. Okay. All right. So that's the end of this episode of the Productive Catholic Podcast. If you haven't checked out the Silent Sales Machine, definitely go to productivecatholic.com/silent sales. Best book ever. It's like $5. I can't think of a better course that you can take or a better thing that you can take. We have a bunch of free courses. I even have a free course on how to start a business. A free course at learn.productivecatholic.com, learn.productivecatholic.com. I have a course on WordPress there as well. So a course on how to use WordPress to set up a website. So if you actually do end up wanting to build a website for your drop shipping, go there and you'll learn how to set up a WordPress website from scratch. But definitely check out learn.productivecatholic.com. We have Devin Rose's How to Be a Catholic Author course. We have a whole bunch of things, and we're building more and 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 more each day. So we're excited about this. We're here for you for whatever you want. If you have an idea for a course, if you want a specific course made, please let us know. Really cool thing. You can email us at support@productivecatholic.zendesk.com. Any comments there, or you can just go to the contact section on the page. You can also, and this is the really cool thing, you can leave voicemail feedback and your voice will be on the podcast. 714-643-5301. 714-643-5301. Just leave a message. Let me know what podcasts, because I have several podcasts, what podcasts you are actually leaving a voicemail for, and we will have you on the show. How cool is that? You can even drop your website if you wanted to and say, this is Joe Smith from joesmith.com. Just wanted to ask you, blah, 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 blah. Totally cool. I don't care, as long as it's not super, super, super spammy. All right, guys. Hope you have a great rest of your week. I almost forgot. We do live podcasts every Monday. If you go to productivecatholic.com/live podcast, we do live podcasts where you can actually do some Q&A after the fact. Okay. So after I finish an episode, hang around. You can ask questions right after about that particular episode. So when we talk about dropshipping, you can ask specific questions about dropshipping. The cool thing about that is when you sign up for one of those live podcasts, even if you cannot be there at the live podcast, you will get the replay for that. Now, people who are listening just on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and so on will not get the live podcasts. We'll not get the Q&A, but anyone who signs up will get the actual Q&A video and so on that that is in this podcast. So really cool stuff. I really hope that you take advantage of that. And it allows me to kind of see what more is needed in the community. All right. Have a great one. We'll see you in the next Productive Catholic Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Productive Catholic Podcast. For more awesome content and courses showing you how to start building independent income and grow as a Catholic husband and father, join us for free at productivecatholic.com. If you love this podcast and want more episodes like this one, don't forget to rate us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. In the words of G.K. Chesterton, the opposite of employment is not unemployment. The opposite of employment is independence. We'll see you next time on the Productive Catholic Podcast.